Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Song Title Challenge.
Welcome to another Song Title Challenge. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Where the question is, climbers, how should you write this one? You know, you get a good title, hopefully. They're not all good, right? You get a good title, and man, it's up to this little exercise right here, the 15 minutes that you put into this title before you decide what you're going to write about. Because the low-hanging fruit, it looks like fruit, smells like fruit, feels like fruit, but it's not. Mostly, it's cheese. Every once in a while, there's an apple there for you that you can pick.
True.
But mostly, it's going to be cheese. So how do you get past that and down into like really creatively finding a cool twist for this song? That's what this is about. I want you to give you some proximity here. Let us pull back the green curtain and give you a glimpse on how the pro songwriters and artists think when they're being creative, you know, and it's dare to suck, we say, right? Like, It's like sometimes your stupid, sucky idea, if you don't throw it out there, that could be the thing that springboards somebody else. Like, oh, wait, hold on. This made me think of this, you know?
Yeah.
So it all matters. The assist is, listen, if you get the ball in the end zone, the assist is just as good as the touchdown, right? I mean, it's like, it all matters.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's not a co-write in any way, shape, or form. We say use all of what we say, use none of what we say. It's totally up to you. And I demand contractually an invite to the number one party. I have a writer on my contract that says I want an open bar. Brent has a writer on his, says he needs childcare so he can bring his wife. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is cool. And finally, this is a great exercise for, you know, sort of reviving your old song titles in your hook book, right? The really old ones that you haven't looked at in 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years, go back, pick one, just close your eyes, run your hands down the list, pick one and do this and see what happens. Cause Brent,
good stuff happens. Yeah, man, I've started doing that. We are having so much fun and kind of good results getting stuff off the show that people send in titles that if it were on my hookbook, I would not have written it that day. I'd be like, okay, next, what was I smoking when I put that on there? But on the show, we don't get to pick another one. So we just dive into it. And like so many titles, like 10 minutes in, you go, oh my gosh, there's something really cool here that I didn't see. I got to start doing this with my own titles. So I started doing that. And I'm getting like cuts out of that. So there's one that was
Grammy noms.
Yeah, there's one that was, I don't know, a couple thousand titles back and that I pulled out, dusted off, did my song title challenge, brought it in to some co-writers, Jason Cox and Kendall West. We got the song cut by Brian Free and Assurance, a song called Outlive Your Life. And that record that song is on was nominated for a Grammy this past go round. So I'm like, oh, song title challenge. Thank you.
There you go.
So, yes. Good stuff can happen with those old titles. Just because it's old doesn't mean there's not gold in there. So,
all right. So you got to introduce our guest here.
Yes. Today's guest is a Montana native now residing in Music City. Oh, but before she got to Nashville, she signed a record deal at like 19 years old.
Hello.
Not bad. Not bad. But yes. But then she turned her attention to songwriting, penning cuts for Emily Ann Roberts, Taylor Austin Dye, Roman Alexander, Willie Jones, and more. These days, when she's not writing for others, she is also putting the artist hat back on and releasing her own killer music. Nicole Croteau, welcome to The Climb.
What's going on?
Hi, Nicole. Thank you for saying yes.
Happy to be here with you guys.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Oh my God, Nicole, I have to apologize to you.
Why?
Did you hear this story, Brent?
Like, yeah, I heard it. It was funny. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. So I met Nicole for the first time when she came in. She was working with Brent and Taylor Austin Dye in the Daredevil writing room. And I just stuck my head and said hi to everybody. And let me just tell you something about this girl. I mean, listen, this is a beautiful girl, but when she's in the writing room, she's all business. All right. She's in there with a ball cap on, sweats. Like, she's bringing the brain, man. Like, she's bringing the brain. That's what she's bringing, you know, as it should be. And so we say, hey, whatever. I think, was it the the next day or something. I mean, it was like a day or two.
I think it was like a few days later. Yeah. Cause I had a show for CRS.
A few days later, Janelle and I go out with Len Snow and his girl. And we ended up at Bakersfield getting some tacos and margaritas. And we're walking out and this like, you know, drop dead gorgeous girl is like, hey, what's going on? She gives me one of these. And I'm like, I have no idea who the fuck that is. You know what I mean? I just kept walking. And I'm like, I don't know who that is. And Janelle's right there. I'm like, oh God, this is going to be a train wreck. I'm sure I don't know who that is. You know what I mean? And then she goes around. She goes, hey, it's Nicole. I was like, oh my God, Nicole, what's up? Like, I was in the writing room with her. I'm like, of course you were. And she was, you know, all dolled up. And I'm like, Janelle, come back here. You got to meet her.
Oh my God.
And so it was but funny. That's what was going on. I was just like, I didn't recognize you. It was just like, what?
I was in my alter ego, like my stage persona that night. And when I was with you, I was in my songwriting persona. You know, two very different girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clark Kent and Superman kind of thing. Yeah.
And it was cool. Anyway, I had to put that out there. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't recognize you at first. You know what I mean? You're like, I'm Nicole. And you're writing me. I'm like, oh God, of course you are. I'm so sorry. Like, I felt like a total tool.
I know. You should have seen the look on his face. I mean, Brent, you would have died. Like, he looked at me like I was like some random, like, homeless person off the street. I was like, that guy does not. And then I was like, it's me. And he was like,
no, it was like, no, it wasn't the look of a random homeless person. It was the look of a random
girl going to get you in trouble with your fiance.
Yeah, that agent, that, like as soon as she said, hey, and did that, and I saw her out of the corner of my eye, I'm like, the pin just came out on the grenade. And every, like, and my job is to get as close to Janelle as I can.
Would be a real good time to hold her hand, as Brandi Clark would say.
That would be a real good time to hold her hand. That's right.
That is hilarious.
So that was funny, man. That's what was going on. So I have to apologize for that, but it was so good seeing her. I'm glad that you came around the table. You're like, hey, dummy.
Of course. Like, no worries. No worries.
Anyway, all right. Are you ready for the song title?
Let's do it.
Oh, never ready. And that's what's fun.
All right. So this is from longtime climber Tracy Lipp.
Hey, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
And my hot take on this, I like the way it rolls off the tongue. There's not really alliteration, so to speak, but I think it's cool. And it sounds like a little specific, but I'm very interested to see how many different ideas we get for this, right? Because I don't think it has to be specific. Okay.
All right.
So the song title is Bad Idea for a Good Time.
Ooh.
All right. Bad Idea for a Good Time. All right.
Sounds
down
like
here.
A country song for sure.
It does.
But also sounds like an 80s hair band song. I'm going to run with that.
I love it.
Yeah.
It honestly sounds like a Taylor Austin Die song a little bit.
There you go. That just happened, Tracy.
Yeah, we just had Taylor on like a couple weeks ago at this point.
That's awesome.
By the time this drops. So we just had her on recently and she's a hoot. Yeah, bad idea for a good time. It's like the thing I want to do, the professional songwriter in me wants to go, okay, that ain't a bad idea for a good time. Like it's a good idea for a good time because I want to go positive with it and 100%. Go, let's go fun and party. Like, ain't a bad idea for a good time. Like,
plus a double negative. The double negative is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can throw in the Smokey and the Bandit triple negative somewhere in their lyrics. It's like, look, we ain't never not made it yet.
Totally, 100%.
Yeah, because I do, you know, and I know Nicole runs into this too a lot. Like, a lot of times we, like, may gravitate towards sad ideas and that kind of stuff when we're, like, just thinking of ideas or what's going on. That sad songs make us want to write oftentimes. I know that's been true for me. But then you get in the room, you're like, I'd actually like to like feed my family. So let's see if we can make this positive. Make this a positive experience for everybody. Because it turns out most artists want to go out and have a good time for their fans and host a party. So my first thought is like, it sounds like a negative at first. Like, that's a bad idea. Like, kind of like the bad idea of a good time. Like, hey, let's go do our taxes. That's a bad idea for a good time. You know, let's go have a fight. Sure, that sounds like a bad idea. So I want to go, oh, how do I twist that positive? Like, ain't no such thing as a bad idea for a good time. Like, anything goes, or that ain't a bad idea for a good time.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Hey, I'm thinking show opener.
Yeah.
This is a show opener, and you're talking about the lights.
I kind of agree. I feel like you can literally hear it being like, let's get a cooler, let's get a case, let's hit the lake. Mm-hmm. That ain't a bad idea for a good time. Like, that could be like a super fun, like, summer anthem song, 100%.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you're just kind of progressing to, like, the whole, everything from the whole country cliche, like, let's hang her shirt on a hickory limb and go skinny dipping. That ain't a bad idea for a good, you know, like, you just kind of progress the story throughout the thing, whatever that story is.
Totally.
So you kind of cut, what is the idea changes every time.
Yeah.
You know, of what you're referring to is the idea for a good time. And there's so many ways you could serve that up.
You could also twist it and make it, like, about a person. And it could be like, you're a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
You're a bad idea. And I almost wonder if you could change one word and you could do like, you're a bad idea, but a good time. Like, it's almost like the person that you would spend.
Mm-hmm. She's a bad idea for a good time, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like I know I probably shouldn't.
Right? Like T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Yeah.
Like, I know I probably shouldn't, but, like, I want to.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun. It's like, yeah, because it makes it that you're going to break my heart kind of thing, but let's go, which would be cool, too.
It's going to be fun for a minute, though, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Like she's a bad idea for a good time, but you know, hold my beer.
Yeah, here we go.
You know, something, yeah, here exactly. We go. Something like that. Like, that's
coming at from the other angle, too, as, like, a post-breakup, like, you know, if it's from a female perspective, always calling again. You know, that's a bad, you know, it'll be fun, but that's a bad idea for a fun time. Like,
exactly.
It's good. So going, I'm not going there. Like, I know he's fun, or he could do either gender. Doesn't matter. She's fun, but I know how this story ends because I've lived this story enough times. That's a bad idea for a good time.
Bad idea.
Or, you know, hey, we're going to the lake. We're doing all this stuff. Or you're like, no. So yeah, that'd be more the kind of the heartbreak. I'm not going back there. Or a new heartache, which I do want to go there.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea, but I'm going anyway, or a bad idea and I'm not going.
It's honestly, if somebody pitched this title in a room, I would be pumped. I feel like there's so many ways to write it. It's a great title.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a solid title.
It's got rhythm to it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I already have a melody in my head. I can hear it like
beautiful. I love that. Oh, you could do maybe this is a stretch here, but
that's what we're here for.
Yeah. Dare to suck. Right. You could do a Coward of the County spin on it.
Oh yeah.
Like some guys hitting on your girl or some guys hitting on, maybe it's a third party, you know, it's a third person
mm-hmm.
story.
Yeah.
But you know, this guy's hitting on this girl and her man's like, dude, that's a bad idea for a good time right there.
Yeah. You like, you're about to get walloped by the significant other. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it could be like, you know, put the girl on the pedestal because, and here's why I'm willing to.
Right.
I'll do any. Yeah. So you could do like the roughneck, because I'll put you on your butt kind of thing. You know, if it's a first person guy, tough, or girl too, like stay with, you know, Fist City, some Loretta Lynn, you know, you ain't woman enough to take my man. You could go either gender,
yeah,
but it'd be like a tougher persona. Like, I'll knock your lights out. Which would be fun.
That would be like, because I'll tell you what, guys get tough and we get violent, but there's nothing as disturbing as what women say to each other.
That's the truth. It is
nothing
the
that
truth,
scares the crap out man. Of me more than. So what would that look like?
Yeah.
The claws come out. You know, it's funny because I feel like I'm the least attractive thing to me is a jealous man.
Mm-hmm.
But like if my man was jealous, I would be like, what are you doing? You know, but then I am like the most jealous person in the world. And if somebody messed with him, I'm like, no, I'm allowed to be jealous. You're not allowed to be jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, hell no.
Yeah.
I'm like, uh-uh.
And you have every right to be if somebody's hitting on
them. Oh, 100%.
You know, if somebody's hitting on them, then you have every
100%.
Reason. You know, you're not being unreasonably jealous. You're being protective. What's yours?
Oh, okay. Okay. Wait, how about this? I don't know if I've ever heard a country song like this, but what if it's from the perspective of the guy that's getting hit on by a girl and he's telling her, listen, this is a bad idea for a good time. Cause right over there, mm-hmm. if you feel those lasers cutting you in half from the back, like this is not good. You need to walk away now.
100%.
Before he comes over the top rope at you.
100%.
Yeah. Throw hands, as Janelle would say.
Yeah. Before they're like, oh my gosh, that's Nicole's intro music. She's here. She's in the building. She comes strutting down the aisle like to the ring. Oh no, it's my girlfriend's music.
Yeah, man. It's like the music they play when Darth Vader enters the screen. You know, it's like, oh, it's over now. It's on now. I got to go. Listen, I'm here to protect you. I ain't trying to be mean, but this is a bad idea for a good time. Yeah. You got to go over there.
I love that. That's hilarious.
I think, too, of like, maybe from first person point of view, like I got a bad idea for a good time.
Ooh.
And it's like, we're going to regret this. This is a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun. I got a gallon of gasoline and I got a back 40 and I got some, you know, and I got ideas.
100%.
And boys, I got a real bad idea for a good time.
Oh, I love that.
It will be hurting tomorrow, but it'll be worth it, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all worth it as long as we survive. Boys, I got a bad idea for a good time.
I love that.
So that could just be, yeah, your redneck party, but really any gender too.
Mm-hmm. And it could also be a pickup line.
Honestly, yeah. It could.
Yeah, like let's get drunk and let's get drunk and make some mistakes.
Yeah.
Make some bad decisions, you know?
Like if you had it where like the guy came up to the girl and he was like, hey, baby, I'm a bad idea for a good time. But like he went in confidently like, hey, I'm a bad idea for a good time, but for tonight.
Yeah.
And I feel like that could be kind of swaggy. That's got a little bit of country riz on it. Like he's like, I'm a bad idea for a good time, baby. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could see it.
That's cool.
Depending on the season of life that you're in.
Oh yeah, and he just, and then you can go and just describe that man, and you're like, oh, I mean, he came right out and said it.
Yeah, close. He's owning it.
You know, and maybe like revved up like that. So okay, so you know how we talk about taking, like you said, usually you're gonna, when you're feeling pain, when there's, you know, something sad, that's what makes you want to write. Mm-hmm. And we're always telling people, Nicole, like, hey, take one of your ballads that which you have, you know, 10,000, and add some tempo to it. See what happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Play around with it like that and just see. Cause then all of a sudden you're the Maverick, you know, and they're like, holy crap, look at this. This is, we got a whole genre.
Yeah,
totally.
What if we did the opposite of that? And what if it's like, I can't remember who the artist is, Josh Ross maybe. And he had that song Red Flags. What if it's a song about red flags and it started out with the pickup line? It's a breakup song. It's a heartbreak song. Mm. But he started out with the pickup line, I'm a bad idea for a good time. And
he was.
He told you, right? The brochure was the same as the ride. Like he told you right up front and now you're a mess, you know? Like that could be interesting.
I kind of love it.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, how many times girls fall for that? Like they fall for the bad boy, like they do.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
They know up front that he doesn't want anything more than a good time and they still go for it. So
yeah.
And it could be like the girl giving the next girl in line. Like I'm just giving some advice to the next girl in line.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's a bad idea for a good time. Like you're looking out for this girl.
Kind of like, hey, next girl,
yeah,
Carly
next girl.
Pierce. Yeah, uh-huh, 100%.
Yeah, it could be that kind of vibe too. Yeah, warning her.
or advice, like if he says, I'm a bad idea for a good time, believe him. You know?
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, 100%. That's so funny.
You know, it could be also like if they're in a relationship, they know each other. And so he kind of knows what she has going on. Like, hey, I know you got to get up early for work tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. But I got a bad idea for a good time. Let's go stay up late. Let's go. Whatever. So he knows, or he kind of knows what's going on. So it wouldn't maybe be a stranger thing, but like, let's do this thing we're going to regret tomorrow because we got to get up early or whatever that kind of thing is.
Totally.
It's a bad idea, but it's going to be a good time. Let's go.
Or she's always got a bad idea for a good time.
Yeah.
And you could be talking about how like maybe you're working so hard to take care of her and pay the rent and whatever, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. But then, you know, when she comes home at 12 o'clock and I'm supposed to be sleeping because I got to get up at 6 and go do construction.
Or we're going to blow all of our paycheck going out tonight.
Yeah. Or I'm going to be up all night, like having a good time with her. You know what I mean? But it's like, I can't help myself. I know it's a bad idea for a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
I wonder too, like, because it's interesting, like it's a bad idea for a good time. Like just on its surface, it means like that is not going to be a good time. Like to me, that's what that says. Like, and so we're twisting it ways to make it positive, which I think is really fun. But what if it is just like, if I go out to the bar tonight, like I know my ex is going to be there.
Yeah.
So this is a real bad idea. Yeah. For time. Like it, this is not going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be that kind of thing too. Like I'm going to run into my ex, or if, you know, yeah, man, we could go out, have shots, but I know when I'd start drinking, I start thinking all kinds of stuff I don't need to be thinking. That's just a real bad idea for a good time.
Oh, I like that.
So yeah. More of a heartbreak. Like I need to stay off this third rail because I'm going to start missing my ex, or I'm going to, and then next thing you know, I'm calling her. And then we're back together, and that's a bad idea for a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you could go down that alley as well. Not that it has to be like a slow weeper of a thing. It could still have like drive and tempo. So, you know, heartache with a beat.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's how Nashville makes a living, is heartache with a beat. So that could be fun too.
Man, best kind of song.
How about go dark with it, and maybe like in an outlaw kind of a way, so you can mm-hmm. put tempo to it, like the old 4-1 flop there,
yeah,
wailing, you know, routine. But what if it's maybe from the perspective of like an alcoholic, a recovering alcoholic,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling that story, like maybe in a Travis Meadows Killing Uncle Buzzy mm-hmm. kind of way, man,
totally.
Like really gritty. And listen, everything looked great. Everything, it did this, it does that. It did this, it does that. But listen, it was a bad idea for a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it was a bad idea.
No, that's a great, like, basically, like, if I do this, I know I'm setting myself up for failure, essentially.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to regret it.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's good. I like it.
On the opposite end of the spectrum, more of a, think of like Hairband, Poison, what, or whoever, you know, like Motley Crue. What, how would they write, you know, there's no bad idea for a good time.
Mm.
Then it's just like your verses are listing all the things that are on the table. All the things.
Yeah. That is every Hairband song for the most part.
Exactly. Like, here's all this.
I mean, Poison said don't need nothing but a good time, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's that kind of thing of going like, we could, all the things you could list, all the self-destructive, over the line, all this stuff. It's like, nope, no such thing as a bad idea for a good time, or some sort of way of putting something on the front end of that.
I love that. Look at that.
Bravo has joined the chat here. John,
I was like,
Great Dane.
I'm giving you a bad idea for a good time. Open the door.
Yes.
Honestly, I think that's a really cool way to do it, because I feel like if you're that kind of person that's like the life of the party, you're like, I can make anything fun.
Mm-hmm.
I can make everything fun when I do it. Like that type of idea.
Yeah.
I love that.
There's no bad idea for a good time.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'll turn anything into a party.
Oh, yeah. Or you know what? It started out as a bad idea for a good time, but then maybe you could go there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally.
So it could be a song about, you know, falling into a pile of crap and coming out smelling like a rose, you know? You're like, how'd that happen?
Yeah. Or like, what if it's like you and your BFF kind of thing? And I think of that Bare Naked Ladies song. There's a line in there. It's like, I'm the kind of guy who laugh at a funeral, you know? Like, you and your friend, like one of you is gasoline, one of you is a match, and you get together. It doesn't matter the situation. You're going to have a good time, even when it's totally inappropriate. Like there's that kind of thing too. Like, yeah, we're the ones that would be cracking up in a funeral, or flirting with the cop that pulled me over, or whatever the kind of thing is. Like,
yeah.
Yep, there's no bad idea for a good time. Like when we get together. So it could be like a total like friend.
Oh, like besties, like ride or die. Your ride or die.
Love that.
Exactly.
I love like, that.
When we get That's together, awesome. It's on, and there's no such thing as a bad time kind of idea.
Janelle and I were talking about that the other day, and she was talking about like her ride or die, right? Mm-hmm. And her bad idea for a good time. And this is true for everybody that's had this relationship. When they're growing up, like each other's parents blame the other kid.
For being the bad influence?
For the trouble they got into, you know what I mean? But it was like, no, we all do it together.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, we got some good looks at this, man.
Oh, we'll cross that line because there's no bad idea for a good time.
Oh!
That kind of thing.
There you go.
Love that. That's
fun.
That's so good. And that can go either way, too. That can go like girl besties or girl in her tribe, right?
Uh-huh.
Her squad, whatever the kids are saying today.
Yeah.
And for guys, you know, it's like your boys, your homies, right?
Exactly,
it's like
yeah.
There's no such thing as a bad idea for a good time. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll make anything happen. I love that. That's good, Tracy.
Love it.
You can write that.
Yeah. Have fun with that, Tracy.
You can make that happen. So where can our listeners catch up with you, Nicole? Where can they find you?
Man, I've got every social media there is. Instagram, Nicole Croteau. And if TikTok stays around, I'm on TikTok and I've got a bunch of stuff on there. you know, all the OGs.
And spell your last name, please.
Yeah, if you can spell your last name for us.
It's C-R-O-T-E-A-U, and it's pronounced Croteau, Nicole Croteau. So I always tell people it kind of has a rhythm. Nicole Croteau, like, it's like, it works.
Yeah,
there you go. Good phrasing on your name there.
I know, right? I'm playing tonight in Nashville if y'all, or I'm playing for Tin Pan South if you're around for that.
Cool.
So I've got, you know, dates online, bands in town, website, all the stuff. So I would love to connect with y'all and hang out. And I'm actually putting a single out in April. So come hang out with me. It's going to be fun. It's a good year.
Excellent. We'll put links in the show notes when this drops. So if you're listening to this or watching us on YouTube, yeah, you can go to the links and click on and fall in love with her music as people are and as co-writers are and artists that are cutting her songs are. Good stuff all the way around.
Love it.
Thanks for being here.
That's
Nicole.
Right. Thank you for saying yes, Nicole.
Yes.
Thank you for having me, y'all.
You're welcome, man. That brings us to the end of another song title challenge. Send your titles into info@daredevilproduction.com. Make sure you put song title challenge or STC in the subject line so it gets in the right folder. And who knows? Maybe you're going to get a killer right here like Nicole Croteau on the show to help flesh out your idea. We do it for one reason and one reason only, because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
Song title challenge.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.